Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Dottie Rabbit's Attic. Ria is visiting Dottie Rabbit and Dotta Rabbit. They have recently shifted to the outskirts of Pushanagri. "I love your new house," says Ria. "It feels so cozy. Doesn't it?" smiles Dottie Rabbit. "We also wanted to move to a quiet neighborhood." "What's that delicious smell?" asks Ria, sniffing the air. "Oh, it's just my special Navratan korma," replies Dottie Rabbit. "If you're hungry, I can start making the parathas right away." "I'm so hungry," squeals Ria, smacking her lips. Dottie Rabbit goes for a short nap after lunch. "What shall we do now?" asks Ria. "Let's play a game of cards," replies Dottie Rabbit. "I want Dottie Rabbit to also be there," says Ria. "Why don't we play cards later?" "How about reading a book together?" asks Dottie Rabbit. But Ria clicks her tongue. "I read a book on the way here." "We can't go in the garden either," says Dottie Rabbit, pointing outside. "It's starting to rain." "What shall we do then?" sighs Ria. "I've got an idea," says Dottie Rabbit. Ria is all ears. "Why don't we do some tidying up?" smiles Dottie Rabbit. Ria immediately makes a face. "You're going to love it," says Dottie Rabbit. "Follow me." Ria and Dottie Rabbit are soon standing in the attic of the house. It is filled with things. "Wow," says Ria, looking around in wonder. "What's all this stuff?" "It's everything we've collected over the years," replies Dottie Rabbit. "There's so much," says Ria. "I've been meaning to tidy up this place," says Dottie Rabbit. "When we moved to this house, we just ended up putting everything we didn't need here. So what do you say?" "I'd love to help you," says Ria in an excited voice. "I'm not even sure about what's in some of these boxes," says Dottie Rabbit. "We moved them as they were, from the old house." Ria's eyes shine. "This is going to be like a treasure hunt," she says. "Exactly," smiles Dottie Rabbit. Ria glances around. "Where shall we start from?" she asks. "There's so much stuff everywhere." "Let's start from that corner over there," says Dottie Rabbit. "Please switch on the light." The attic lights up. Ria can see lots of boxes stacked in the corner. "Let's start with this box," says Dottie Rabbit. "Do these boxes have things from when Daddy was little?" asks Ria. Dottie Rabbit nods with a smile. Ria finds a drawing book tucked away in the box. "It's your daddy's," says Dottie Rabbit. "There was this time when he decided he wanted to be an artist." "Was he any good?" asks Ria. "Why don't you see for yourself?" smiles Dottie Rabbit. Ria opens the book. "What is this?" she asks. "What does it look like?" asks Dottie Rabbit. "Is it a potato?" asks Ria. Dottie Rabbit giggles. "I think this was supposed to be a goldfish." Ria looks at the drawing again. "Daddy was really not good at drawing, was he?" she sighs. "I think you'll be very interested in this," says Dottie Rabbit, picking up a stuffed dog toy. "This is Dashing Dog. It was your daddy's favorite toy when he was growing up." "I'm going to tease Daddy so much," grins Ria. Dottie Rabbit opens another box. "Oh, I remember these," she smiles, as Ria comes over. "They're craft items your daddy made and sold to us so he could make money." "That's a great idea," says Ria. "I'm going to do the same." "Ria, come here and help me pull this trunk out," says Dottie Rabbit. They slowly drag the old wooden trunk from behind the boxes. "What's inside?" asks Ria. "Even I don't know," says Dottie Rabbit, pushing open the lid. It makes a loud creaking sound. "There are some old clothes. And I see a box." Ria opens the box. "So many coins," she gasps. "Is this Daddy's coin collection?" "No, it's Dottie Rabbit's," says Dottie Rabbit. "Would you like to have it?" "That would be great," says Ria in an excited voice. So we did find treasure after all. I think this is enough for today, says Dotty Rabbit. Dotty Rabbit must be awake by now. What's this? Asks Rhea, as a piece of paper falls to the ground. Dotty Rabbit bursts out laughing. The missing ticket, she says. It's actually a prop from one of the school plays. There's a very funny story behind it. Rhea and Dotty Rabbit come downstairs. Can you please tell me the story? Begs Rhea. Of course, grins Dotty Rabbit. So as Dotty Rabbit gets ready to tell Rhea the story behind the missing ticket, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Rhea and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.